So I am talking to Lila Rose, who is the president of Live Action, a pro-life, how would you define it, Lila? Let me have you do it.
Our organization is a pro-life youth new media organization, and our mission, part of it is intended to expose threats posed against those that are defenseless. So that includes unborn children, that includes victims of sexual abuse, and that includes traffic victims.
Okay. And when did you start Live Actions at your group?
Yes, I started up the group when I was 15, and we started doing our investigative research in the past 4 years, so about 4 years ago.
Okay, so you started, and how old are you now? You started when you were 15.
22.
Okay, and so, yeah, you've been doing this for a while. And
yes.
Now, the tapes that have come out this week, you've already had, basically as a result of that, already one person has been fired at Planned Parenthood based on the first tape. And it seems like you're getting a fair amount of press on that. Is that new that you're getting this much press? Is this a new project for you, or?
Well, we've gotten some press in the past. We've gotten some national coverage, even international coverage in the past, but there's never been as much as now. In the past 4 years, we've been investigating the sexual abuse cover-up that's going on institutionally at Planned Parenthood, and we've documented 10 different clinics in the past 4 years. I've been a student, you know, during this time, so I've been only able to do summer projects and short-term projects, but we've documented 10 different clinics covering up the sex abuse of minors they think are as young as 13 years old. So we've been doing this for years. We've been presenting this evidence to the public for years, but because this new project intensifies the scenario and shows the actual abusers, commercial abusers and exploiters of young girls going in, then I think that more people are starting to pay attention. I also think that part of this media outcry comes to the reality that people over the past 4 years, more and more, little by little, are becoming aware of this widespread cover-up of sexual abuse happening at Planned Parenthood abortion clinics.
Well, and do you think part of the coverage, too, is because people are sort of aware of the general technique, the hidden camera technique you're using, because of the stuff that happened with James O'Keefe and Acorn, that sort of brought people, it sort of reminds people of that?
It could be. I mean, as far as hidden camera journalism goes, that's not new. That's been used for, I mean, NBC to Catch a Predator. That's been used for many years. So that might make another interesting side of the story for people to draw their attention in. But I think the real interest of most Americans here, especially women, is that we're talking about traffic victims, that we're talking about underage traffic victims, we're talking about sex abuse victims, and everybody would stand by and say that we should have a zero tolerance for sex abuse. But what we're seeing at Planned Parenthood clinics is, instead of zero tolerance, we're seeing aiding and abetting. We're seeing cover-up. We're seeing enabling of sexual abusers.
Well, now just to be clear, though, because the videos you're doing are hidden camera videos, what's happening isn't actually a pimp and a prostitute going in. It's people posing as them. So now, do you have stuff that's, in addition to that, do you also have real-world cases where there have been, this sort of activity actually happening with real victims in Planned Parenthood?
Yes, sadly, yes. I mean, first of all, consider the statistic. In our country, according to the Department of Justice, there are 300,000 to 400,000 underage traffic victims on the street or trafficked online every year. Most of these, the vast majority of these traffic victims are young girls. What happens almost throughout the life of a young girl who's being prostituted? She's almost assuredly going to get pregnant at some point. What happens when she gets pregnant? Where does the pimp take her for an abortion? How does he obtain that secret abortion for her? What he's going to do is find an abortion clinic, find a Planned Parenthood center that has a don't ask, don't tell policy about sex abuse. And to consider the real-world cases, you know, with that number, that statistic in mind, which is just so heartbreaking and disturbing, you can go look at the court cases, which are chronicled in news stories online. You can find them on the website exposedplannedparenthood.com. Court cases of young girls who've actually grown up and then sued Planned Parenthood in civilly for sex abuse cover-up that they endured. Two of these cases out of the state of Ohio, one of them was settled recently. So check those up. Read the actual stories. Read the actual accounts, and you'll see more of the story that this is an institutional problem. It's widespread. It's been going on for years.
Okay, now, and so what have you done? You said this has been going on for 4 years. What have you done in the past with Planned Parenthood? You said that this is the first time you had commercial stuff. What have you done in the past? What sort of thing?
Well, by commercial stuff, I meant that this is the first time that we've done a project that we had actors posing as commercial abusers and those that exploit children, posing as human traffickers with underage sex rings. Over the past years, instead, we've taken the other side of the investigative scenario where we've had different actors, myself, I've gone in several times, posing as an underage girl as young as 13 years old, going into a Planned Parenthood clinic, saying I'm 13, self-reporting that I have been abused, that I'm the victim of a 31-year-old man, and asking for help. What we've seen in these clinics, 10 documented cases now, is that instead of immediately calling Child Protective Services, instead of getting information from the girl to help protect her, the Planned Parenthood workers they coach the little girl to lie about her age, to lie about the age of the sex abuser. They tell her how the sex abuser can pay for the abortion. They tell her that they don't care how old the sex abuser is, that they don't care that she's being abused, that they don't care and they don't want to know any more information. And they streamline a secret abortion process for her, which ultimately sends her back into the arms of the sexual abuser.
And now, in those cases, what should Planned Parenthood be doing?
The law is pretty clear. Yeah, the law is pretty clear that legal, across the country, in states across the country, clinics, Planned Parenthood clinics, those that might interact with children, teachers, any other quote-unquote health professionals, they need to immediately report suspected sexual abuse to authorities, whether it's Child Protective Authorities, to the police. Each state is a little different.
Now, Planned Parenthood has been it's almost like they got ahead of the story in this one before the videos came out, before you even released the videos. Mm-hmm. Planned Parenthood had something they'd done with Eric Holder and stuff like that, and they came out strongly. So do you think that Planned Parenthood has, you know, done the right thing in this new stretch of videos?
Of course not. What Planned Parenthood has done is tried to spike live-action story and try to cover up their cover-up by confusing and muddling the matter and getting the FBI in this absurd letter to look into live-action or to kind of implicate live-action as somehow, you know, needing to be investigated. So what they're doing is what they do classically, what they've done over the past 4 years, which is instead of addressing the institutional cover-up in their clinics, instead of addressing that, Instead of resolving that, they turn to us as the investigative team, or they turn against the people that are trying to spread this message and get people aware, and they attack us. So this is just another example of how Planned Parenthood's sexual abuse cover-up and aiding and abetting of human trafficking is top-down. This is something that's supported by the leaders in the organization, because even in their own press releases and all of their statements, you'll notice that instead of being concerned about the lack of immediate reporting by their staffers, instead of being concerned about the lack of reporting, and instead of being concerned about the aiding and abetting of their staffers and of their workers, they're more concerned about shutting up the organization that is trying to get this truth out and about confusing reports to try to make sure the public isn't aware that their clinics are not a safe place for women.
Now, because, you know, you're pro-life, so you're anti-abortion, so even if this were going on, you're still not in favor of Planned Parenthood anyway, right?
First of all, you say I'm anti-abortion. The only reason I'm anti-abortion is because I'm for the life of all people that are defenseless, especially unborn children, which are the most defenseless in our country, right up there with sex abuse victims. So that's one thing on terminology. But as far as, you know, our mission here, our mission is very clear. We stated on our website. Our mission is to expose abuses and injustices that are posed against the most defenseless in our country. It's not a surprise that you find the two of the most defenseless members in our country, which are unborn children and sex abuse victims, both being abused at abortion clinics. And the abuse is actually related, because what ends up happening is abortion clinics use secret abortions, streamlined secret abortion processes, and birth control regimes to cover up sexual abuse and human trafficking and to enable abusers.
Now, one of the things, leaving that issue aside, also part of the thing that's you've been accused of is the same thing that James O'Keefe was accused of in the Acorn thing, heavily edited videos, selectively edited, that sort of thing. And, I mean, how do you respond to that?
It's an absurd charge because we release full footage and full transcripts on our website online. We send full footage and full transcripts to state authorities. Go look at that and go look at that yourself. Go check it out yourself.
So that's all available and
yeah, it's all available online. It's pretty. It's, you know, it was so funny actually, and I'll just make a note of this. On Friday, I believe it was either Planned Parenthood or one of their allies made a statement about the footage we released on Friday, saying that we released edited tapes. We didn't even release a single edited tape on Friday. We released all the full footage from all three Virginia clinics, including the fourth one, which was the day before. So it's just absurd that's their only defense. They, again, are attacking the team, the investigative team, that is exposing the risks that they pose to underage girls and to young women. They're attacking our team instead of addressing the lack of reporting and the abuse cover-up of vulnerable young girls in our country.
Now, you stated your goal is to get Planned Parenthood defunded, correct?
Well, I think that's a great first step. I think that this organization should not receive a dollar more of tax money. People who support this donation, this organization financially, should not be supporting them. They're aiding and abetting sex abusers. This organization, many of these clinics need to be delicensed. These people need to be fired. There need to be criminal proceedings, that, you know, investigations by state authorities to look into the criminal side of things. So on all fronts, this organization needs to be held accountable for a sexual abuse cover-up that's happening institutionally every day in their clinics.
Now, do you find it ironic that, like, for instance, groups like MoveOn.org or some of the other liberal groups are actually using this to sort of, it's going to probably end up raising money for Planned Parenthood from donations on one side because there's such an outcry about the videos?
I think anybody that donates to Planned Parenthood needs to go watch this footage. They need to consider the facts. They need to consider the reality of what's happening in these clinics every day. And I can't fathom how anybody of good conscience and who cares about young women in our country and who cares about the safety of underage girls would even consider supporting this sexual abuse cover-up by supporting this organization.
And just to finish up, because I know you're busy, but Do you have other videos planned, or is there anything you can talk about that, or?
Sure. Yeah, there's more to come. I mean, again, because this is an institutional problem, because it's widespread, because it's been going on for years, we've been documenting it for years. There's more to come. This footage is the growing body of evidence. It grows every day. It's been growing just in the last week with the different releases, but there is more to come.
Okay, Lila, I really appreciate you taking the time. Thanks a lot.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. And let me know if you need any more information.
Okay, hang on.